In a world filled with viruses, bacteria, and other disease looking to impact the human body, immunity is our first line of defense. But how do we take care of our immune system? What does it really need in order to stay healthy? Are there simple dietary or lifestyle choices we could be making to prolong good health? Find out today on Return to Eden. Welcome, everybody. This is Return to Eden, and I am Allie Henson. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk about how to keep your immune system healthy, but before we get into it, let me introduce my guests. He's the Chief Operating Officer and host of Skywatch TV and best-selling author of books like Unlocking Eden and Time Bomb. Please welcome Joe Horn.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you, Joe. And we've got Daniel Belt. He's a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and product development manager for the professional grade supplement and body care line, Eden's Essentials. Please welcome Daniel Belt.
Thank you, Allie. I appreciate it.
So, Joe and Daniel, thank you so much for being with us in the studio today.
We're going to try again to be succinct. There's
yes.
always way too much, right, yeah. to cover yeah. in one show.
But. Well, and today we're talking about immunity, so we know at the onset we'll never cover everything. It's such a huge topic.
But we believe that it should be enlightening.
Yes. Yeah.
Beyond what most people expect when they hear the words immunity and they think, vitamin C, I'm covered. We couldn't fall further from the truth, right, Daniel?
Yes, absolutely.
And especially because no vitamin C is created equally. But go ahead.
Well, that's one of the things I want to talk about. You know, you hear about these trends. It seems like the health world is always full of these new kind of pop culture trends. Do this week to stay healthy. Oh, hold on. This is the new superfood. This is the new super vitamin. And in a world where a person is starting out thinking, okay, I need to learn how to take care of my immunity, but where do I even start? It's such a vast topic. And then there are all these pop culture trends that are always coming through. And it seems like also each time a new one is introduced, the old one, it seems like they're discovering something. Oh, you know, hold on, that's not the one anymore. Actually, studies have now shown that might not be so good. How can a person even start? Let's start at entry level. How does a person even begin to take care of their immune system?
Something that in that question, I'm going to give it to you right away, Daniel, yeah. but something in that question I think sets you up perfectly. She said that as the trends change, then a decade later or something to that effect,
yeah.
the new studies illustrate, wait a minute, maybe we didn't really mean that, and now this is one of the side effects of having taken too much of this or done not enough of that. So what we're talking about, tried and true, things like fermentation, mm-hmm. the soil, mm-hmm. things that go back to the dawn of the creation of humanity.
Absolutely. Well, and I really learned this. I've been in the industry for 20 years, and it was very clear to me early on, especially in the health industry, which is different than the medical industry. And I think that's an important realization as well. And it's the marketplace of ideas, which is also drives the engine differently than, say, the medical community. And over the years, I watched every trend come down the pipe. Plus, they would always try to sell me on the trend because I was doing the business. So they were, you know.
They meaning product.
Reps and
people that represent lines
yeah, yes,
of
and
supplementation
and why
or whatever.
Theirs was
yeah.
always the new thing or the best thing. And they would always come with data and science to back
And that's
back
because
that
you
up.
Were in the business, though.
Yeah, I was
you
in the business
You worked in industries
of
where you were fostering supplementation yeah. and trying to weed through which ones were good from falsely advertised, et cetera.
Yeah, and just because of you know who I am and where my kind of philosophies lean, it became clear to me that the health industry was more about making money than
sure.
it was actually about providing real health. And I want to be clear too, because there's also many good people trying to, you know,
sure.
like all of us, we kind of got thrown into these health positions and then we're just trying to find our way out for
right.
our sake, for our children, for
right.
our family.
That's right.
And I was also exposed to large amounts of people that were casual conversations, not professional conversations. And you get a really good idea whenever you have that many conversations over time. And what I'd learned also is to see who's doing what and who's actually being successful. So I would know people for a decade and you get to see what they've done and then the outcome. Mm-hmm. And it really became clear to me, and as you well know, this is why I harp and get so pontificating and preachy about the way that we go about things, because there's a natural order and it's God's laws. There's no difference between those things. And he's the God of the flesh and everything and the spirit and all.
Right.
And we have, there's rules. And so what I've discovered supplementally, but also scientifically, is that it's generally true that the ones that are making their way to the top now, because the health industry has been a thing now for a couple decades, but really for the first time.
You're talking about brands. The people have kind of gotten a market share that's large. And
yeah, and so they've actually, as we get into fermentation and we get into, you know, vitamin, you know, D's and zincs and things like that, that the trends that we see that are really powerful actually usually mimic empirical knowledge that has been passed down forever. We've been fermenting things forever.
Right.
And the science that comes out about these things is off the charts. It literally, and I can even say this to you, there's not enough time to discuss it all, which we've talked about at length, but it really isn't that complicated. The science is complicated, but it was done without the science.
Right.
So we don't have to know all the little details, and we're here to illustrate some of that, but we just have to know that wisdom is meant to be simple. And that's why people have been fermenting forever.
Right.
That's why they've been pickling. That's why they historically had to do permaculture. They had to have a culture of their soil that allowed it to perpetuate year after year.
Right.
And that's God's design. The way that I look, you know, and the way the earth is, it's beautiful and it's amazing. But I also think it's illustrative, especially in something like an origin story. A garden is tended. It's not just left to roam to its own devices. It is cultivated and it is governed under the law that keeps perpetuating itself. And we have to do the same thing for us. I don't want to get too far afield, but I think it's important that we understand the philosophy of where to start. And that's where it begins. It starts with the basics, and it starts with compassion for yourself and accountability for self. And meaning, I'm going to hold myself accountable. I'm going to do the best I can with my decisions, and I'm not going to live up to it every day. So when I fall off, I just need to get back up. And that's the first step of getting over the top of this.
Yeah.
And it was fairly long-winded, but it's really not. There's not enough hours to discuss trying to illustrate how we got here, you know, what we're going to do. It's complicated. And so I wanted to lay that groundwork, because therein lies the foundation of immunity, which is going to be sleep. It's going to be finding outlets and creating a life that isn't overly stressed.
Right.
It's going to be about not eating poison.
And that kind of speaks to something you said a minute ago. And when you were talking, I was thinking about our grandparents. You said the science. We're only just now being able to quantify some of what we're learning now about God's creation. But why is that? It's because the need, because the world has changed, because we've changed it.
Yes.
Can you imagine our grandparents having a clue? I'm sure there were some enlightened ones that were way ahead of their time, but generally, like my grandmother, wouldn't have been able to explain any of the large words that Daniel has memorized in terms of immunity or methylation or, you know, gut flora or microbiome or anything. But they lived a life that was a lot of self-aggregation. They grew gardens. We remember. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was just standard procedure. You did your own canning. You did your own jarring. You grew your own meat. The word organic, what is that? Everything they did was organic.
Yeah.
Heirloom seeds. Why would you need an heirloom seed? What does that even mean?
Right.
Yeah.
What is that? Right?
Yeah.
But over the last 30, 40 years in particular, we've come along as society, as men and women of the earth who now have dominion over all of the soil and the things that we grow, and we've decided that we can do it better than God. We can do it faster than God. We can do it bigger than God. And we can do crops that come in twice as fast, that look more bountiful. But the price that has accompanied that through the use of genetically modified organisms and pesticides and growth hormones and Prozacs and antibiotics with our meat, and the consequence of that has put us in a general immunity crisis.
Yes.
Now there's this pressure on science. This is why you said that wisdom is meant to be simple.
Yes.
You know, meant to be understood simply. It almost requires now that scientists at the forefront of these expeditions investigate things to try to explain to us why our bodies are not producing the correct hormone balance. Why are our bodies not receiving the right macronutrients and micronutrients? Why are our immune systems generally destroyed before we even confront a biologically engineered virus, for example?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this making sense?
No, totally.
So there's a lot of pressure on these doctors and neuroscientists to fix me. What's wrong with me? Yeah. I can't explain this.
And it's that's met with masking symptoms instead of getting back to the core.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not going to spend today talking about pharmakia and the number of medications that help maybe mitigate the symptoms but never deal with the underlying issue. But when you were talking, it made me think there's a reason that God meant for his knowledge to be simple to us, accessible to us, without having to read encyclopedias to understand how, you know, the lactobilicus in my gut is populating more quickly than the fungal overgrowth that's happening.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we
were meant to just eat what he gives us, and it is our medicine, and we don't think beyond that.
Yeah, and if we govern creation correctly, not just effectively, but correctly, some of the things that, you know, we might hear off, and again, like with the dust of the earth, right? Well, more specifically, it's not dust, it's soil. And that's a literal truth, not a figurative. Every single thing that you're made of came from soil. Every single cell in you, every single thing that goes on only comes from soil. Our origin story begins with the governance and cultivation dominion over that soil. And here's the beauty. Here is actually the really beautiful thing. Just like we can poison it, we can regenerate it. We have now governed the tools and have kind of went through that cycle of knowledge, acceptance, fall, and get back up, mm-hmm. you know? And so we really have some powerful tools. And so the powers that be that govern us, and this is, and I mean institutionally, and I don't mean just governmentally, this is academic, it is from the pulpit, and it is from the government. We are not explaining to people the most base aspect of what it means to be a human being and what's required of us. Disobey God's law and then find out. Try to negotiate with biology. See how that turns out for you.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out. And so there's several layers of immunity, humoral, innate, and adaptive, and those are different. And we actually have control over a fair amount of, and especially on the adaptive side.
Right.
And what that means is what you can do and what you do that is in conjunction with natural law, and then how your body reacts to, say, viruses.
Sure.
Or flus, or cancers, or all of it. It's literally kind of all of it. Inflammation, it could be pain. It's so vast. And so we have a profound effect upon that. And it's not that complicated. It's just hard because of the way the game has been set up through pharmakia and industry, Dow,
right.
DuPont, ConAgra, Monsanto, Pfizer, Merck. They got this closed-loop system on us. Again, wisdom is simple because it's supposed to be the aggregate of experience and information put together, which will distill it down into something that's wise, which is chew your food, don't eat poison, be nice.
Get lots of rest.
Be impeccable
yeah,
with
basic
your word.
Things, yeah.
And yeah, and again, sleep is God's law. You're required to do it for a third of your life. One third. Ignore that and see what happens. If I was to get into the studies of second shift workers and what your immunity looks like, it sounds almost unbelievable.
And it gets difficult too because each one of us knows people. Daniel, you know this. You know this.
I do.
Before I met you, you'd spent, you know, gazillions of encounters with people trying to coach them on their health. The ones that you can have the best success coaching are the ones that are there to devour the knowledge that will also then walk out the steps, whether they fully understand it or not.
Yeah, it's the accountability.
And here's the thing, because you're talking about the laws of God, and you keep saying, I dare you to do this, or I challenge you to try this and see what happens for you. And unfortunately, all of us know those that we've tried to help, and they come back 30 days, man, it's just not working, it's just not kicking in, I'm blood. Did you change your lifestyle, or did you just swallow the B supplement?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I felt a little kick from the B, but, you know, I'm still up till midnight, and I got to, and so you're going to bed early, and you're staying up late, and I got hungry at midnight, so then I was up till 2, but, so you're disobeying at least a third, right there, of the laws of God, not resting, not getting into circadian rhythm, the deep REM cycle sleep that you need for healing and restoration. And then you're wanting, like we've been indoctrinated to hope for with pharmakia and something from the doctor, that there's also maybe something in nature that you can just swallow really quick and it comes in a bottle and it fixes things.
Yeah.
So that expectation, where's that coming from? It's from the multiple decades of people being indoctrinated to believe that, A, you're to treat your health like you would your car. If you're not interested in your car, you take it to a mechanic and he fixes it for you. So your health now, you've farmed it out to a doctor.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with my thyroid. My doctor said this, that, and the other. He's the expert, right? And bless the doctor for trying to do what he knows
absolutely.
To do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you've not taken any onus on your own health.
Yeah, and it also
you're farming all these decisions out, and you're paying no attention to it whatsoever other than your suffering. And you believe that you've done everything that you know to do because the doctors. But how about, getting back to what you said a minute ago, some personal responsibility. I'm not talking about going online and memorizing encyclopedias on natural health. You could do that if you're curious. And there's some resources like Time Bomb and Unlocking Eden.
Yeah, yeah,
that'll help you get started. But the point is, even my book will not fix what you're struggling with if you don't apply the principles of rest, sleep, self-control, moderation.
it actually calls into question, what is faith? You know, like, do you believe that God created laws that are there for your victory? It's understandable, and it's not like a crushing sin, but the truth is we don't really have faith in God's laws if we're constantly patchworking what you're saying. But I want to switch this around, because that's a really big point.
Yeah, we just started a new audio series.
Yeah. It's a really big point and something that I think is very important to discuss, but I also want to make sure that we give an ample time to putting tools in their hands. Let's identify clearly the most baseline aspect of where it begins. And we have a supplemental line, and I want to touch on this, though. It is the contents of this conversation we've already been having that will lay the baseline for it, and that picking the right tools to help you is intrinsically important as well, because there are great tools, but they will never replace life. And there is an organization to life. God did not just create chaos. He created order. And that's important. And I would think we would be well served to actually have faith in that order. And that may actually calls for a commitment.
Well, there's another thing before you get into the things that people can take, the supplements. I think that's really important. But as you're going through that conversation, can you also kind of hit on some of the things that people are doing that are destroying their immune system and they don't even realize? Like, for example, it wasn't until I started researching with you on Time Bomb that I realized how detrimental sugar can be to our immune system.
Yeah.
And a lot of people might be, okay, I slept 8 hours, I did a good job, I went outside, I worked out in the sun, then they go and they eat a giant piece of pie or whatever that's got a ton of sugar in it, not even to hit on the beginning of what processed foods in addition to that do. Mm-hmm. So as you're kind of going through that conversation, maybe you could also point out a few things that a person who's really looking to change their immune system can identify as some of the things they're doing that's daily tearing down their immune system.
I would actually make that a big picture generality, because what happens is inevitably is you'll start with one thing, well, is this okay? Isn't this okay? And this okay? You should eat clean food in the manner in which it is cultivated on earth. That would be the answer. So it's okay to actually have sugar, but in the manner in which it's made. When you have an apple, it has all the fiber, it needs to control the sugar, it has all the enzymes that it needs to metabolize its internal structure, and there's a whole bunch
fibers,
of other stuff.
Yes.
It's all relative, and it creates great ecology, especially in the stomach and colon, that continues to perpetuate bacterial growth,
because you do
that
need
fight
a certain
infections.
Amount
yes,
of glucose.
We do need
your brain
things.
Requires it for function, everything.
Yes. What I would say is it's really more about, please don't eat poison. There's going to be a learning curve in a period where you try to figure out what's clean and what isn't. But this is where you start having actual relationships with people around you. You go to the store, you talk to the person, you go to the farmer, whatever, however you're going about it, and have a real conversation like, well, what do you do? You know, is this grown in a manner that is correct, you know, and it's not a judge on these people. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. But this matters to you. You become what you do. And so that if we just take this extra time, it's a little front heavy where you got to make those relationships. But once you get familiar with some of that language and make some of these good relationships that actually respects the idea that the only thing that you will ever be able to serve the kingdom with is your body. If you don't eat and you do not have what it needs, then it cannot be effective for Christ, you know, and just to dip into scripture a little bit, you know, he says, is this the fast I have chosen? And then it goes on to explain, like, because the people had called out for God, help us, we've fasted and prayed, but they weren't living the way they needed to live. And he was saying it didn't strengthen their frame. And that's what he told them. It's like, you know, if you do as, you know, follow the law, then your frame will strengthen and you'll be known as the repairer of walls and things of this nature. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's kind of where it goes.
Well, it's just that you keep mentioning don't eat poison. And again, helping you guys research on some of the things you've done, I've noticed that it never occurred to me that organic food that's not sprayed with these pesticides, these are literally chemicals that are designed to kill. They're designed to kill things that are landing on this food, and then you put it in your body. And that was such a profound realization to me, that you're literally eating a poison. Like, you know, I'm not talking metaphorically, like you're eating something that's not good.
It's not metaphor.
You.
It's very
literal poison. Right.
Yeah. And it's really important, because all of Western medicine is based upon the premise of the beginnings of Hippocrates, which is when, you know, doctors swear their oath, the first rule and tacitly and explicitly said and understood is that do no harm. And that is a godly principle, which means like don't do things that put bad things in motion. So there's your first step, which is why I go on about poison, which sounds a little general, but it is kind of general, but it is also literal. And kind of back to the we are the soil of the earth. What we do is when we cultivate that soil and put it inside of us, and this ties to fermentation, which we'll cover in the future and stuff like that, then actually that will turn on back the gifts that we are meant to have and bear us forward. And the science supports something that has been empirically known for longer than we've had writing.
And if somebody's watching this and they're still a little overwhelmed and they're really fishing for something they can start today, here's another thing that could help dramatically reduce your exposures to something like an herbicide, a pesticide, or a ton of ingredients and sugars and things, preservatives, artificial dyes, the kinds of stuff that destroys your gut health and then therein the immune system. When you go to the grocery store, and this doesn't have to be enigmatic or mysterious, it's very simple. Look for single ingredient foods. So that's another huge one. So when you go to the grocery store and you flip a product around and the ingredient list is this long, and you can't pronounce any of it, that's probably a label game. That's probably not going to be something that the liver or the gut appreciates. No, seriously. Rule of thumb, don't put that in your mouth. Now, the other thing is, this is going to drive you to single ingredient foods because you're going to find, oh, I get this. This says black beans. There's no ambiguity about what's in the bag, right?
Right.
So now what that's going to do, though, is that is going to start pushing you towards a lot more cooking for yourself. But here's the thing. Part of the problem is the idea that commodities are meant to be fast.
Yeah.
That we can get more work done if we just pop something in a microwave and we eat it really fast and we're back 2 minutes later. And part of that is the problem.
Yeah.
Is that we've conditioned ourselves to believe that we can hyperperform and get more done in the course of the day and whatever. And our bodies were never meant to be engaged in constant, constant mental judo 100% of the day. Yeah. We're meant to rest. We're meant to slow down and to close our eyes and to give thanks over our food.
And to have every season.
And to appreciate the nourishment we're about to receive. And this may sound all metaphorical and kind of mysterious, but no, we're meant to slow down, give thanks. We're meant to intermittently fast.
Yeah.
We're not meant to constantly swallow, drink energy drinks because we're going. So again, when you get back to single ingredient-based foods, this is going to drive you to do more of your cooking. And that might mean getting something like a pressure cooker.
Well, let me stop
and make more of your soups and your own chilies and your own bulk type variety foods. You'll save a ton of money. True. And it may require that you do a little pre-planning throughout the week and you take your sack lunch and maybe a bowl this time.
I want to piggyback on something you just mentioned about the slowing down process. You have to let every season go through, and that includes food. God made food in accordance with seasons, no less. And there's so much science behind this.
Right.
Your metabolism actually begins with the preparation of food.
Right.
So when you cut open an apple or whatever it is, actually what happens is, and you smell it, when you're smelling things, that's biochemical.
Yep.
It's going into your body, and it's what turns on your metabolism. You got metabolism issues, got weight issues, which is endocrine as well. It's because we don't allow for the process. You don't get the terpenes. You don't get the kinds of things that set up the process for digestion. Your body's not ready for digestion, and then you throw food in it.
Right. It also tells the brain to start releasing saliva.
Yeah, and starts
enzymes.
The entire metabolic process.
We're going to receive nourishment. Let's begin producing enzymes that you're going to need for digestion.
And slowing down is the only possibility for that ever occurring, and it's intrinsic law. I also want to pivot again, because we need to get some really good basic bullet points on also what to do, because we talked a little bit about what not to do. And be patient with yourself. You're not going to change your whole life in a week. Just start reducing down these processed foods, starting to become a little bit more familiar with clean food. But I want to tie this back in to some of the very basic immunity stuff. I would strongly encourage that people go outside in the morning. I've talked about it a lot. It entrains circadian rhythm. That's what turns on and off your hormones. Stress, sleep, digestion, metabolism, strength, memory, all that stuff is cued by the sun. So when you get up in the morning, get some sunshine in your eyes and hopefully on your body. You need it in abundance. And then also again in the evening, because when the sun goes down in the sky again, it only happens in the morning and the evening, because when it gets above you, light spectrum changes. But if you go in the morning, if you go out, especially if you can be barefoot It actually turns on ion charges and does these other things that are part of the process.
Whole TV shows.
Yes, whole TV shows. But that it will entrain your circadian rhythm, and that's what lets you know what time it is. It'll tell you when you're supposed to go to sleep. There's almost no chance you could have normal sleep because your body doesn't know what time it is.
Oh, we're out of time. Yeah. And it's devastating because you're talking about light, and I'm sitting here biting my lips because what we mostly do is fall asleep to the television or we stare at blue screens all day.
Yeah.
Like, but light, I mean, this is a whole series, but you know, light is like turning on all of the metabolic switches and then shutting them down at the right times of the day because we were meant to live outside and to act and to build and to create and to procreate and to farm and to... So it goes all back to what we've done from the Garden of Eden to destroy the way we live life now.
Yeah.
And then we farm all of our medical decisions to a doctor, and then we wonder why we're in these tailspins. And we hope in the coming weeks to help unpack even further this conversation with a specific focus next week on very specific things that you can start to do in terms of supplementation that will help bolster your immunity and improve digestion.
Yeah, it's just too bad we don't ever have enough time.
yeah, absolutely. If immunity is our first line of defense in a world filled with illness, then knowledge on how to bolster it is certainly a powerful asset. Joe, Daniel, thank you so much for being here today. For everybody in the studio, thank you for joining us. Thank you at home. We'll see you next week when we talk about vitamins and supplements and how to navigate that world. Thank you so much for joining us on Return to Eden.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now. Trouble with digestion, diabetes, chronic fatigue, hormone imbalances, depression, autoimmune disease, and more. The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of vitally important nutrition. It is well established that the food we eat today has but just a fraction of the nutrition it once carried. Over the last six decades, there has been an alarming fall in nutrient density across the board, from fruits and vegetables to meat, dairy and eggs, due to soil depletion and intensive agricultural growing and harvesting methods. This means that less and less key nutrients like riboflavin, thiamine, niacin, fiber, copper, vitamin E, and phosphorus, just to name a few, are present in what we eat. What's worse, almost all of our food is laden with poisonous herbicides, pesticides, and antibiotics, which destroy our body's microbiome, the health of our digestive tracts, where 80% of our immune system resides. In short, it means that we're not being nourished properly. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? At Eden's Essentials, we provide the absolute best and cleanest nutrient-dense whole food supplements and personal care products on the market. At Eden's Essentials, our products undergo a series of the most complete and rigorous raw material tests in the industry to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality bioabsorbable nutrition possible. From our full-spectrum, immunity-boosting fermented mushrooms, some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition, to our 100% fermented organic whole beetroot powder for cardiovascular support, and our special Eden's blood sugar support for assisting proper insulin regulation, you can nourish your body like never before. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. Experience for yourself the Eden's Essentials difference and join the Eden's family. Visit edensessentials.com today.